Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Two Texas abortion laws are now protecting women and children. We're going to be talking about this development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, we celebrated in 2022 when the Supreme Court finally overturned the Roe decision, the unconstitutional law that said that abortion could be legal. Well, it's not, and now it goes back to the states. And here's an example of a state leading the way and passing laws to help protect more children.
There are two bills here in Texas. House Bill 7, known as the Woman and Child Protection Act, passed 82-48 in the State House and 17-8, 5 not voting in the Senate, and now allows Texans to file civil lawsuits against anyone who manufactures, distributes, or mails abortion-inducing drugs to or from Texas.
This is phenomenal because, you know, the chemical abortion drugs are the most common abortions now. They use these mifepristone to kill their children, at least 63% of all abortions nationwide, if not more, because they're mailing them across state lines into pro-life states. And so this is a great response on behalf of Texas to stop or help curtail this coming into their state.
Yeah, so Texas, like some other states, Florida being one of them, many of the southern states, they have laws that either ban most abortions or ban all abortions. But the problem is that these abortionists out of state are mailing in abortion drugs, mifepristone, into the states. So what they cannot do in a brick and mortar facility, that is to do abortions or do abortions, for example, past 6 weeks, they are now doing through chemical abortions. And so in many of these cases, you can get without a prescription using the internet an abortion drug, and you don't have to be a woman. You could be a man, whoever, to get the abortion drug. And you know what we've seen is some men have actually put this abortion drug in women's drinks without their knowledge, causing an abortion, and in one case, nearly killing a woman by giving so much dosage to a woman in her drink when she walked away and came back.
And yeah, these abortion pills are not only most common, but women can easily bleed to death with these pills because they go home without a doctor, take these pills, and then they can easily bleed to death, which almost happened to Abby Johnson.
Yeah. In fact, recent studies show that the number of women being harmed after ingesting the chemical abortion drug mifepristone are as high as 10.9% after just one dose. And some of them take more than one dose. So there's an increase in harm. Some of those actually have death. So in some of those cases, they're going to say that you're going to experience bleeding. Well, what happens if you have an ectopic tubal pregnancy where the baby is in the fallopian tube and starting to develop and you might experience some pain and bleeding? You might think that that's just normal because they told you you're going to experience some bleeding as a result of this abortion drug. Well, then you don't go get checked right away because you think it's just normal. And then it progresses to the point where sepsis actually develops because now you have the baby rotting in the fallopian tube. And some of these women go to the hospital several days later, and now it's too late because the sepsis has infiltrated their body and they're beyond saving. There's other situations where they have various other kinds of complications. Some of them have serious illnesses. Some of them die from taking this drug. But it's totally fatal to the child, of course, because this is a progesterone-blocking drug. It blocks the production of progesterone and therefore starves the baby. And also, the other thing that we've been talking about through Liberty Counsel Action, our 501c4, is abortion drugs and human remains in our water system. Because where are these abortions going that are chemical abortions? They're going into the toilet. These drugs are taken at home or in a hotel, and then when they work, they're actually at a hotel or at home, and they then excrete these chemicals, mifepristone, which continues to last and goes into the water system, and the actual baby that they expel into the water system. Our water treatment plants were not designed to filter out human remains. They were not designed to filter out these long-lasting drugs.
Right. And so, you know, Texas, of course, is a pro-life state. And so the second bill they passed prohibits local governments from using taxpayer dollars to help individuals obtain abortions out of state. The law also bars them from funding travel, lodging, meals, childcare, or other related expenses for abortion access. This law took effect in September 1st, and it authorizes the state attorney general or any Texas resident to sue local governments that violate the ban.
Yeah, and going back to the first bill, HB 7, that particular bill actually provides some significant remedies.
Mm-hmm.
Successful plaintiffs, in other words, you can be a government or you can be an individual and you can file suit. They would be entitled to up to $100,000 in damages if the plaintiff is not directly related to the aborted baby. They would be entitled up to 10% of the damages awarded and would have to give the remaining money to a charity of their choosing, which is interesting. So they'd get $100,000, they would get $10,000, and then $90,000 would go to a charity of their choosing. The law protects pregnant women who take abortion pills from any penalties and lawsuits, as well as any women using chemical abortion drugs to treat ectopic pregnancies or miscarriages. Now, this is a major issue because we not only need states to pass laws to ban the chemical abortion drug from coming into the states, because what we see are the states like Florida, like Texas, like Georgia, other places, Alabama, that have pro-life laws.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do abortions or abortions at a certain time in the brick-and-mortar facilities. You can't do it in a physical facility. So if you can't do it there, and that's what the people have passed, then you shouldn't be able to bypass that by getting a chemical abortion that does exactly what is impermissible in a physical location. And so you need to have these states, like Texas, pass laws that impose severe penalties against the distribution of these abortion pills in the state or from the state. But also, the Department of Justice should also take this seriously as well, because the Department of Justice can enforce the Comstock Act, and the Comstock Act prohibits the mailing of these abortion drugs across state lines. That's been the law for a long time, and this can also be prosecuted from a federal level as well as a state level as well.
Right. So what Texas is doing with these two laws, they should be an example to other states that should follow suit.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you need more information about your particular state, or you need help in your particular state to get these laws passed, you need expert testimony, you can always call Liberty Counsel at 407-875-1776. You can also go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/life. That's lc.org/life. We have worked with a number of state legislators to get these kinds of laws, pro-life and other kinds of laws, passed on various states. And so, you know, we rejoice as you began this program with the overturning of Roe v. Wade in 2022.
But the work has just begun.
The work has just begun because now the battle is on the state level.
Right.
And then beyond the battles that we're winning on the state level, because we've been very successful at filing briefs at state Supreme Courts where we've had pro-life rulings, getting laws passed by the legislatures that are pro-life. Florida moved in two ways, overturning a 1989 abortion decision at the Florida Supreme Court, very similar to Roe versus Wade, more liberal than Roe, upholding a 15-week law and then allowing a 6-week law to go into effect. A lot of amazing advances. But don't fool yourself. This abortion drug, mifepristone, is still out there, even in these pro-life states.
And we need to get to the point where there is none, no more abortion.
So we need to take this seriously, because this really is the rising of abortion, where abortion continues to increase because of this abortion pill. We need to take immediate action on the state level and on the federal level. For more information, visit lc.org/life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.